This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today and tomorrow are going to be two busy days. Today, Georgia voters are choosing two Senate candidates, and that will decide the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. Tomorrow, Congress meets to confirm Joe Biden's victory in the Electoral College. Meanwhile, there's a pro-Trump rally scheduled in D.C. as the president continues to insist he won the November election. Our Julie Walker wades into all of this.
The Georgia runoffs decide control of the Senate, and both Biden and Trump have been campaigning for the candidates.
Our country is depending on you.
This is not hyperbole. You can change America.
If the Democrats win both seats, the Senate splits, but they effectively control it because the VP, as president of the Senate, breaks any ties. Tomorrow, a joint session of Congress certifies the electoral votes that gave Biden a 306 to 232 win over Trump. Some Republican lawmakers are challenging it, but the effort seems a virtual impossibility given Democrats control the House. A pro-Trump rally in the Capitol with the Proud Boys is expected to draw large crowds. Trump has tweeted about it and said he'll be there.
Los Angeles County's been hit so hard by the coronavirus pandemic that ambulances have been told to stop transporting patients to hospitals if they have virtually no chance of surviving. Governor Gavin Newsom.
The last 14 days, close to 4,000 Californians have lost their lives. This is a deadly disease. This is a deadly pandemic. It remains more deadly today at any point in the history of this pandemic.
Hospitals are treating patients in hallways and the hospital gift shops. The National Guard is providing freezer trucks to help store bodies. They're still searching for three missing people after a landslide in Norway that killed seven people. This is AP News. A veteran talk show host is recovering from COVID-19. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Larry King has taken a turn for the better in his fight against COVID-19. A representative for the talk show host says King has been moved out of the intensive care unit at a Los Angeles hospital and is now breathing on his own. The rep says King was put in the ICU on New Year's Eve and was being given oxygen, but no longer needs to be on oxygen. King was also well enough to do a video chat with his three sons. Larry King is 87 years old. After spending many years as an overnight radio host, he hosted a CNN talk show that ran from 1985 to 2010. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
There's a new dog breed. The American Kennel Club calls it the Beaver Terrier, though it's spelled B-I-E-W-E-R. Looks like a Yorkshire Terrier. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.